L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Morning Drive, Steve Lehman in for Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Marquise Munson on a huge Friday afternoon. Friday morning, I should say. It's afternoon for us. I know it's not for you, Steve. You're not normally up this early. Although...
That is an accurate statement.
We do love having you here, man. And Preds lose last night 4-3 to Buffalo on the road. A quick up and back. They've got Dallas again. Pregame at 4:30. Puck drop at 5:30. So a different time a little bit there on Saturday, which means I'm excited because my three-year-old gets to watch. She got to watch some of the game last night because it started early. I like those early start times. Terry Crisp joining us here. Crispy brought to you, of course, by the Highland Group. Crispy, sometimes we were talking about the power play with Hal Gill yesterday. They went 0-for-2 last night. They had a man advantage at the end of the game with the empty net. And he used the word tentative to describe the power play. You, as a former coach, when you look at a power play that's struggling and you need them to sort of think less and shoot more, how do you get that message across and what's the ultimate response you want from your team?
The only alternative you have as a coach. And you look down your lineup, and normally when you set your power play up, it's usually your best players, your passers, your shooters, one guy in front. Everybody knows the routine. Everybody knows it. And suddenly you're putting those guys out there, and nothing's happening. You don't get out of your own end. You can't get through the neutral zone. So your next move is, well, let's try five new guys. So you put five out, and it's like Groundhog Day. Same thing happens. So after a while, as coaches, you're looking in your dressing room, looking at your lineup, looking at the system that you've put on the board or showed them on video, and you keep thinking, are all these guys just not listening, or are they just not wanting to do what we're asking of them? I watched last night, and I listened to Hal this morning, I listened to Mason and Willie last night, and then Pete, and it's the same thing every time. We go around and around, and it's called perimeter. I don't know what Mace mentioned it and totally agree. It's perimeter action. Perimeter action doesn't mean anything. You're going nowhere. I mean, last night, the perimeter shot was Eichel, that one that he roofed over the shoulder of Saros from that angle that he just pinpointed, which we've seen Forsberg do so often. But you know what it is? They just got to go back to the first of the year. I always go back to the first, let's say, 10 games, and our power play was clicking. And it clicked because they did what was asked of them by the coach who was drawing it up. And go back and look over that video. I'm not going to try and describe it right now. It worked. And then suddenly we took it away. Suddenly it disappeared. And to my thinking, I don't understand why. And they said, well, the other team, no. The other teams have caught on to everything. Don't worry about them. If it's working, let them try and stop it because your guys had it working. Let them try it. That's my biggest thing right now.
Yeah, Terry, because they brought in Dan Lambert to do just that, draw up something that worked, and we saw that at the beginning of the season. Can they get back to that? I worry about now is the personnel they have out there. We've now seen this power play sort of digress over a few years. Do they have the personnel to be a good power play?
Sure they do. Go back to who did it the first part of the season. Put them out. Say, hey, you five critters, you showed us you can do it. We got faith in you. Your rest of your bench has faith in you. That's why we put you out there. Get it done, guys. You can't say we can't do it because we've seen you do it. Do that. And I'm going to go back again. We got to have shots. This passing and this chances and all the stats and analytics, and they're driving me nuts. We go, the 6-on-5 last night was a perfect example. Somebody's got to go to the front of the net. You have to draw attention. All the other teams send two, sometimes three guys to the front of our net. And our goaltenders, like they're on 65 and 440 and 24 all combined at traffic time in front of our net. Why can't we do that? Do we not have the guys that are willing to do that? And you look at Buffalo last night, the same thing. There was nothing but traffic. And the other thing is Rene and Saros must come in after a game and scratch their heads and sit there and say, what's going on in our end? Like, you hear the coaches, and when the coaches get interviewed, every coach to a man almost says, when Kara's interviewing them or whoever, We need better puck management. We got to get sharper. We got to smarten up with our puck management. Hello? You can't keep giving the puck away in your zone. You can't keep making lateral passes inside your blue line that get intercepted, yeah. And then you're depending on Rene and Saros to bail you out every time.
Steve Lehman, Braden Gall here on Morning Drive. Terrence Arthur Crisp. Crispy joining us here, of course, brought to you by the Highland Group. And take me into the psyche of a coach when you play a game and you don't really play a bad game. Last night, the Preds didn't play necessarily a bad game. Once again, they're out shooting Buffalo for most of the game. They didn't necessarily play a bad game. Jack Eichel just made a couple of exceptional plays, and sometimes an elite-level player is going to do that to you, and you got to tip your cap. But when you, what seems to be happening is too many times we've come out of games this year, and you go, man, I feel like they played pretty well. I feel like that's a good game, and then they lose anyway. How do you approach that feeling where you feel like you played a decent game, but you just weren't good enough? The other team was just better.
And you know what? Sometimes you have to face reality, and that's what happened last night. But how about that goal that Duchesne scored? I mean, Eichel scored that one, but that one that Duchesne scored.
Oh, great nasty. It was nasty. Crazy. Yeah.
I mean, we've got the skill. You go down. I heard you guys talking about Joey. You're dead on right about the skill level. Let's go to Duchesne. Let's go to Forsberg. Let's go to Yossi, Ellis, et cetera. We can go on down our list. We have skill on this hockey club. And Buffalo is no more skilled than we are. And last night, as you said, there was a couple of goals that were midair tips. But I look back to our goals and the guys. You know, where'd Joey get his goal last night? He was almost on his rear end, spun around in front of the net, and just drilled it at the net,
yep,
under the goalie. Sissons, midair tip. Go back to the goals that Bonino is scoring, or whoever's getting. We're getting them with people in front of the net, people going to the net, people sniffing out rebounds, people getting hit, knocked down, get back up, come out, make it happen. That's what we have. When we're playing our game, we're a pest in the other team's end. But having said that, we got to sharpen up on our own end and get out. Because I always say, and you heard me say this 1,000 times, if you can't get out of your own end clean and safe and through the neutral zone, you're not going to win many games.
Maybe that's going to be part of this answer, Crispy. But you're right. When you look at the overall roster, you feel like this team needs to be better than it is. And actually, Eric Ingles, a buddy of mine who works for Sportsnet up in Canada, asked that question last night on Twitter. He said, I haven't seen much of the Predators. Can someone explain to me why they are where they are in the standings? And I thought that's a good question. Here we are about a third of the way through the season. If you had to put your finger on one thing for why the Predators sit in 11th place and not near the top of the division as we all expected, what is it?
You know what? You just said it perfectly, but it's not just one thing. You can't. It was just one thing. You could obviously you would correct it. That's a coach's jobs and the players' jobs to do that. It becomes it's sort of like a domino effect. You start with one bad pass, and you start with everybody trying to overdo it. Then you try, everybody's going to be a lone ranger and win the game by themselves, and then everybody's trying to go one coast to coast like buttered toast, and not many can do it except Yos is one of the best at doing that. So it's not just one thing, it's a cumulative a bunch of things. So you start back at the basics. And the basics is, let's get out of our end free and clear and fast. Number one. And the funny you mentioned that, I had 2 phone calls last night after the game. I sat here and watched it and made my notes and whatnot. And I got 2 from my hockey guys up in Canada saying, Crispy, what is wrong with this team? We're looking at your team and whatnot. I mean, you got skill, you got good guys on it, you got a good, and we have. We got a good team. We got a good bunch of we got as good a goaltending as anybody in the league. So that's a great start for us. Let's build off of that and help them.
Crispy, always a pleasure, my friend, man. Appreciate it.
I'm stealing coast to coast like buttered toast. Well, I'm using that
gotta,
on the air.
But you got to go the third line, though, because I don't think that you rhymed a third time, right? It's coast to coast like buttered toast, and no one can do it except for Yost. Like, it's pretty, it's pretty good stuff. You got a hip-hop career,
that would
Crispy.
Be my entire segment at that point, so I may not be able to go that far, but...
Crispy,
that was well done.
Crispy, thank you, my man.
Well, I'm glad I brought a little bit of humor into your morning, boys. Oh, take care and stay with us. We'll get this thing turned around.
Absolutely. Thank you, Crispy.
Thanks, Crispy.
You're bringing nothing but humor into my life every single Friday. No question about that, and everybody else. Brought to you, of course, by the Highland Group. Coast to coast like buttered toast, and no one can do it except for Yos. I was like, dude, has he got a hip hop career?
Yeah, I was about to give him a beat. I was about to draw something up real quick.
Pretty good.
Fantastic.
Old Crispy.
Wow. That was great.
Drinking his coffee with his buddy Jack, I think, earlier in the season. You know? He's a funny dude, that guy.
He is.
You're listening, of course, Morning Drive here live from the Wholesale Link Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. At 1025 underscore MD. Pred's back on the ice 5:30 tomorrow. But at 1025 underscore MD, your worst holiday vacation travel issues that you've had. Here's one for you guys. From M-I-N, so Min, Mean, Min, Mine, Min. I don't know how you pronounce that name, but it's just Min. Moved back home to North Carolina from Florida at Christmas, only to be told my parents were splitting up and my mom was moving in with her new boyfriend.
Ouch.
Yikes. Now, that's not really technically a travel problem.
But it
story.
Would make all of the travel just miserable.
But so does it qualify? Munson, you can chime in on this too. Does this qualify as a travel story? This almost qualifies as like yesterday's question. The worst, Christmas breakup.
Two Christmases.
No, it doesn't say anything about the flight from North Carolina to Florida. She just got back there fine.
Yeah, so it was a pretty good flight.
It was just complete disaster when she got home. What do you think? Eligible or not?
I'm trying to decide whether the flight home would be the worst flight of all, like going back to Florida would be the worst flight of all time, or whether you'd be relieved to get out of there at that point, given what had happened.
Yeah.
Now, if she had a layover somewhere that was awful, yeah, and then she went home and then this happened, yeah, that would have added to the story.
I think this would have qualified yesterday on the show for worst holiday breakup situation.
That probably would have won.
Because it said she moved back home to North Carolina at Christmas. So, like, she'd already moved from Florida back home. So the travel was probably, like, in some giant, you know, in your car or in a U-Haul truck or something. You just get home. And Florida to North Carolina is not exactly a long drive unless you're in South Florida. But you get up there and all of a sudden mom and dad are breaking up and mom's moving in with the new boyfriend.
Hey, as you're unloading that U-Haul, keep that U-Haul. And just park it in front of the house.
There you go.
Don't ask why.
I don't know if it qualifies, guys. Maybe I'm just being too strict. Okay, you say no.
I don't think it does.
Steve, yes or no?
I don't really care if it qualifies or not. It's not winning.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Sorry, Min. That's a really terrible experience for you. We hate that.
But. Yeah. Next week, if you do, what's your worst tried to enter a contest experience? She might win that one.
That's super meta. What was your worst experience trying to win this contest last week? We can do that one.
A shoo-in for that one.
$100 gift card to a Moments Peace Salon Day Spa. That's funny. Oh, it's next level. Steve Lehman in for Derek Mason. My name is Braden Gall. Stick to sports when we come back.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.